the late 50s, when she was in high school, she sang in a production of Porgy and Bess, and she sang the character Serena's, you know, My Man's Gone Now. That was her song. And because she could sing the accidentals and all for that, but the kind of amazing thing to me, or just bizarre thing to me, is that production was done in blackface.
What?
Yeah. Well, it was high school. It was the 50s. And it's hard for me to imagine it, but given some of the things going on in our world right now, and some people wanting to take us back to some things, I just thought I would throw that in here. She just turned 86 earlier this month. She was a singer and also a musician, and she would take my sisters and I with her kind of wherever she went, with singing in church and different things, and even into hospice to sing to people there, play violin, and we would go with her. And I also want to say before I sing that she was also the one to introduce me and my sisters to artists like Harry Belafonte, Miriam Makeba, and even Paul Robeson. And so one of the reasons I sing is because of my mom. So.
Thank you. Let's continue with Beethoven 9. I'm a little behind with stuff, so it's okay though. We're going to begin on measures 595.
Page 34.
Page 34, thank you. Have you sung this in German yet?
Yes. Yes.
What? So I'm just going to do it in German, just because we want to do it in German. All right. So let's stand together. Don't tell Ash that we did this. Can you turn off the microphone? It's okay. Start it again, and can we sing this closer to staccato and on a va, 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 right? And don't worry about connecting the sounds for now. Right on it, please, because we come in basses and tenors. Two and three.
Va, va, va.
So So at, I think at both belts, I think you're going to be cutting off on beat three. So basses, I'm pretty sure tenors at 602, you're going to cut off on beat three. That is the custom, okay? And then at measure 610, everybody's going to cut off there as well. Anytime you have an entrance that follows an orchestral forte, or you're the only section in the choir that is coming in at that moment, they all need to have energy and strength. And part of what Beethoven is doing is he's creating the sense of anticipation and expectation and then shifting it. So even though you don't have an accent mark, so for example, let's you and I
go through this. Here's our example. Right on there. Just play the orchestra part. One and two.
Just listen to your part, think about your part. Forte there, right? Bom, right, and so that entrance has to have like kinetic energy, even though it's not marked with an accent, okay? And that's all the way through this piece, okay? So let's try that on text now. Will you stand with me, please? Let's go a little faster for their standing. Two and three and one and two. Everybody comes in, same idea. and then take it down an octave once it gets in the stratosphere. One and two and go. Staccato, staccato. One and staccato and go. Again, 619, same thing. Can you sing it softer? And take it down the octave if you need to. Feel free to, please. The point here is that you're not thinking about your vocal technique, you're thinking about where the rhythm goes, where the vowel goes, where the consonant goes. Put the consonant before the beat. Before every beat. One and two and three. Even sooner. The br has to come before that. So the brr is actually a vocalized brr sound is coming before the downbeat. One, exactly. One and two and. I'm gonna have our accompaniment play the orchestral part. We're gonna go back and do that same thing all the way back to page 34. From just like that, okay? Keep it in the lower part of the voice, okay? Save your voice. There's no reason to, you know, do that. Right on it in that tempo, because it makes you work faster. That is way faster than the actual tempo will ever be, okay? Two, three, one, and two. Count that. Okay, all right, try it again. One, two, three. Sorry, I wasn't clear. One and two. Remember just to hold out, it's dining, kusa, and then the same thing. All of those are half note. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay? Here it is, same place. One and two. Yeah, so let it really delay, really delay. How many of you are familiar with Beethoven's Third Symphony? The Eroica. Roig is incredible because this is what he does all the way through. Just constantly, like, you think it's going to be this, you think it's going to be that, and then it's not. Something else. And in like a measure, like 244, 45, there's this chord cluster that is like slap in the face, first time in a romance. I mean, just like, it's like a ninth chord or something. It's some kind of weird. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it keeps going, and then it's that. But then it's like the horns are playing a D, and then the orchestra, it's crazy stuff. Anyway, but Beethoven, this is what Beethoven does, is he sets you up and then tells you something else. And that's what his genius is, all right? All right, here we go, same place. One, and two. Four.
Thank you.
back and do that again. Keep going. Two, there. And go back. Good. Right at 611. Just to clean that up. There. Ba. All right, here we go. 611. One, and two, and go. And Beethoven was the ultimate, like, formal composer. Like, he wrote out of form and themes, and he was always constantly creating, building structure. Mozart just wrote stuff in his head. It was beautiful, lyrical, like that. Mozart did write structure too, but not the same way. So Beethoven was like, let's see, how can I really, really make this boom? So if you're caught off and confused, that's what it's supposed to do, right? It's supposed to be like, all right. Besides, in those days, nobody else had anything to do with their life. They were just sitting around drinking wine made out of lead and 611. Google it. You'll know what I'm talking about. Major. One and two and three. Gonna go or something like that. All right, write a letter A or N or whatever that is. One and two and go. Okay, let's do without sopranos. Okay, because we have to clean up a little trickiness here. Letter N. The page where everybody comes in. Page 36. 619. Now that makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense. All right, here we go. Right on. One, and two, and three.
Okay.
spit on top of the French horns, right? They'd just be like, ah. Never sitting in front of the choir again. All right, where do we just stop? Oh yeah, Brüder. 6-11, 1 and 2 and go. Here's our pitch. Pitch, here's our pitch. 1 and 2 and. Great. So put the brew earlier. Remember the vel is going to go on beat 3. Brew is going to come early. Vel, so brew. Right? Start on vel, actually. Start on vel. Just the basic things. Here's our vel. 1 and 2 and go. Even sooner. 1 and vel and go. So make sure it's still there and not down in here, okay? Moo! Oh, no, wait, the moo said. Moo sign? Let's go back. Brüder this one. Brüder, 1 and 2 and go. There you go. A tuba player in the orchestra, they're going to make their sound long time before the piccolo, okay? They're going to be like, it's like literally milliseconds before. It's so crazy how much earlier it is. All right, here's pick up to 6:19. Six, remember, the Brüder's got it early. 1 and 2 and. than 6'4". Yeah. Have a seat for a second. I need to really have a little bit of time. I didn't make sure we're... So we need to review the presto section. So I want to make sure we hit that 8:51. 8:51, or pesto if you'd like to think of things that way. That is page 63. All right, we're going to do this on, this is page 60, is that correct?
63.
The actual test. Okay, so we're going to do this on na-na-na. Same as before, na-na-na. And let's stand together. And here's our tempo. This is very slow. And it's actually faster than I want to go. Save it, you know, you don't have to sing through all the stuff because you may have to sing tomorrow. What is it? Not my pesto. 63. Okay. Alright, here's how about it's staccato everything with words. Very staccato. Same thing. And so you don't have dotted anything, but you do. So we gotta make sure we're lined up there because it wasn't quite lined up there. Start up on Breda, please. Breda. One and two and ready and go.
Thank you.
Hills runs, basses, altos, and tenors. Let's start at measure 899. Yeah, right on it, it works. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and go. We'll save that for the next rehearsal because we are done tonight. Thank you for great work. Let's thank our amazing.